suddenly collapsed and died during a court appearance related to a case against Katy Perry. Oh, so she just lived perfectly fine for 89 years and then suddenly collapsed and died. Usually during the breaks, I just go and do whatever the Marlboro Red equivalent of shotgunning a beer is. I do not want to see a soy-based money shot.
But when you go back and read it, for such a strong statement, there's some really, really weak justification.
And while you were saying dumb gay shit, I thought of something. Political correctness kills.
All right, my friends. Welcome. Once again, Red Pill Transmission. I am the Deep State Cowboy, a.k.a. the Night Eagle. And I am here bringing you the unadulterated truth. I thank you for being with me again this lovely summer day. Let's see what we've got. All right. From townhall.com. By Beth Bauman, posted July 2nd. Guns are not the problem, : man stabs 9 people at toddler's birthday party. All right, here we go, this is it. Doing it live, all right. Now, this is what I've been saying basically my whole goddamn life. This is why liberals are fucking dumb, because they want to take away the guns, and I'm like, it's about the people, not the guns, and they're like, oh yeah, well, but people can only kill people with guns, and then this guy goes and stabs a bunch of people at a toddler's birthday party, clearly demonstrating it can be done with or without guns.
Well, they're not necessarily saying it can't be done without guns. Maybe they're just saying that the severity of the attacks...
You want to see severity of attacks? Keep running your fucking liberal mouth. That's what I thought. Alright. Also, this guy killed toddlers, okay? So, for you to use this as a political... For you to use this to politicize your point...
Well, I'm actually just responding to you,
God! Stop politicizing! All right, here we go. On Saturday night, Timmy Kinner, 30, stabbed 9 people at a 3-year-old's birthday party in Boise. What, he wasn't invited to the party? Of the 9 people he stabbed, 6 of them were children. God! This sick son of a bitch. This is the most disgusting liberal thing I've ever heard. Of the 9 people he stabbed, 6 of them were children, and all were refugees from overseas. Okay, well. I may have spoken too soon when I said it was the most disgusting thing I've ever heard. I mean, at least they were all just a bunch of refugees, but... I mean, still, it's, you know... an opportunity for me to make my point, so I'm gonna pretend that I'm, you know, really distraught over this. All 9 people had to be hospitalized, with one of the children being life-flighted to Salt Lake City, the Idaho Statesman reported. That makes sense, Salt Lake City. A lot of religious people per capita. He needs as many people praying for him as possible. Kinner had been staying with a resident who lives in the low-income housing complex that is part of a U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development program that limits rent payments to 30% of a renter's income. Oh, great. Yeah, let's just keep providing houses for a bunch of refugees who are just going to go around stabbing each other because they can't afford a gun. Great. After becoming concerned with Kinner's behavior, the resident asked him to leave on Friday. There's no word on what language he used to ask him that. He left peacefully, but then, the next day, Kinner returned to seek vengeance. According to Boise Police Chief Bill Bones... Bill Bones, that's an awesome name for a police chief. It's like that show Bones. You guys know what I'm talking about, that classic vehicle for... Who is it? Pixie Dream Girl's older sister, whatever her name is. David Boreanaz, that's what I'm thinking of. Kinner targeted the children first, then the adults who stepped in to protect them. I'm sorry to laugh at that. It's just, I don't know why that's funny. It's just because it's so sick that he didn't go after the guy. He only did that when they stepped up to him. He specifically went in to stab the children. It's just so evil that it's funny, I guess is what it is. Quote, these are victims who in their past homes have fled violence from Syria, Iraq, and Ethiopia, Police Chief Bill Bones said Sunday. This is an attack against those who are most vulnerable, our children. Well, not our children, but it's untenable, unconscionable, and is pure evil in my mind. That's right. That's what I was trying to say when I was laughing. It's like, it's so evil that it's funny. When officers arrived on the scene around 9 p.m., bodies were scattered across the apartment complex. I can only imagine, because it's not going to be that hard to scatter the bodies when they're children. Because it's like, what was it, a three-year-old's birthday party? Yeah, I mean, you can, especially once you've made them collapse, and it's just like dead weight. Like, people talk about like dead weight, like it's hard to carry, but like, it's easier than struggling weight, let me tell you. So, yeah, you could toss a dead three-year-old pretty far. The crime scene, the faces of the parents struggling, the tears coming down their faces, the faces of the children in the hospital beds, will be something that I will carry with me for the rest of my life, Bones said. Bones, is it? It's a cute name. And so will every first responder that was there last night. According to the Boise Police Department, the BPD, Kinner has a criminal record. Oh, yeah, that's so surprising for me that this refugee who came to our country has a criminal record. Oh, I'm shocked. Oh, my goodness. Oh, this makes me reevaluate everything I think about refugees. Not. Kinner has an extensive criminal history spanning several states. He has spent time in prison, and his past does include violence against others. The suspect had only been in Idaho a short time and has no arrests in Idaho. He is not a refugee, BPD said. Oh, well, okay, well, I guess that kind of... Well, maybe he just means he's not like a refugee from the police. I mean, he was hanging out with the refugees. I think it's a pretty good chance that he is from some other country. What's his name again? Timmy Kinner? That sounds pretty Muslim, right? Yeah, I'm just gonna go with that. Kinner has a long-standing criminal history. Here's what his record looks like. 2008, indicted in Tennessee for illegal possession of a semi-automatic handgun and distributing 12 grams or more of marijuana. Now, Tennessee, I know in addition to Lebanon, Florida, there's like a Lebanon somewhere in the Middle East. So I think it's one of those things where they like name their countries after us a lot. So I think they're probably talking about Tennessee, Africa, or something like that. 2015, obstructed a highway, possessed Xanax and marijuana with the intent to sell it, illegally possessed a firearm, and was charged with theft. God! Obstructing a highway! Should have been locked in prison for life. April 2018, arrested in Utah for theft. I'm guessing they mean Utah, Pakistan. Boise Mayor Dave Beter took to Twitter to voice his concern. He says, last night's horrific attack does not represent Boise. Please join me in praying for the injured and their families. We must come together to condemn this vile act. And just to be clear to you liberals out there, it should go without saying, but I might have to spell it out for you. When he says pray, he means a Christian prayer to the Christian God, okay? It was announced on Monday that the youngest victim, a three-year-old, did not survive the brutal attack, despite being taken to Utah for medical attention. God! Despite being flown from Idaho to Utah, he still didn't survive. This is why... Knives. Ugh, I don't even want to say it. I don't want to do that, but I've been saying we should get rid of knives for a long time. We are heartbroken today to learn of the death of one of Saturday's young victims. The thought of a happy occasion, like a child's birthday party, being turned into the darkest of sorrows in such a vicious way is almost unfathomable, Beter said in a statement.
And I will add, the thought of it also being used to politicize anything is almost unfathomable as well. Unfathomable. I know every Boisean joins me in sending our deepest condolences to her family and loved... Oh, it was a woman. I mean, a little girl. So, I mean, I guess that makes sense that she was the one who died, obviously. I mean, the weaker is what... I mean, that's not controversial, Jesus Christ. Deepest condolences to her family and loved ones, as well as continued thoughts and prayers to the other 8 victims recovering from their injuries. At least all the boys survived. The Boise Police Department will not release the name of the victim until family is notified. Okay, well, I hope they'd be notified by the time an entire article was written. Kinner faces 9 charges of felony aggravated battery and 6 felony counts of injury to a child. There is a sub-headline in this article, which I have not seen before, but now it's going into like a second part of the same article headlined, "It's about the person, not the weapon." All right, here we go. Boom. This is what I've been waiting for. For years, gun rights activists have made the argument that a criminal who wants to commit a crime would do so if that is their intention. Yes, precisely. Go on. Gun control advocates are quick to say that stricter gun laws will prevent mass shootings and mass hysteria, which is false. That's right. Which is false. That is a statement, not an opinion. Sadly, a criminal who wants to hurt others will do anything in their power to commit a heinous act. What happened in Boise is a sad reminder that there are many, many weapon options out there. It isn't just a firearm that can cause mass carnage. Good goddamn point, sister. Our focus needs to be on arming and training law-abiding citizens to protect themselves, not blaming the weapon of choice. That's goddamn right. If those 3-year-olds had had access to AR-15s, then they could have defended themselves against this dumbass with a knife. And that is a goddamn fact. Well, that concludes that article. But yeah, I mean, what are my thoughts? Thank you for asking. Basically, it's exactly what you're expecting. I mean, let's just stretch it out. Basically, it's another example of why gun control doesn't matter. I mean, the second I read the headline, I was like, okay, I know it's going to happen. He's going to stab these people, and then it's not going to matter whether he had a gun or not. The only thing that could have been better is if the people had guns, and then they could have protected themselves. I can hear all the liberals out there saying, you know, when you started the article, I thought it was going to be another case where everyone died, and then you're just using it to say that it could have been any type of weapon, but this is actually a terrible, terrible example for you to use, because there were 9 people, I think 6 of them were little children, and only one of them actually died, so this is actually an incredibly strong argument for gun control, because this man has a record of possessing guns. He was caught, they were taken away from him. For whatever reason, he could only get a hold of a knife this time, probably at least in part due to his guns being taken away before, and he was only able to kill 1 of the 9 people, 6 of which were little children. So, yes, you cannot stop someone from being evil, but because he didn't have access to a gun, especially a gun like an AR-15, you know, the damage was controlled to an extent, and we only lost 1 person instead of 9 people. And, well, I think you all know what I have to say about that, which is, stop politicizing the tragedy, you sick, sick bastard! Can you believe that motherfucker said that? God, we just lost a little American girl. Well, okay, we just lost a little girl from, like, Syria or somewhere, but she's a person too. God damn it, she's a person too. That's right, I might not be making any friends saying that, but I'll say it. Her life counts for something. Sorry about the construction noises in the background. Bullshit, these sons of bitches. You know, I tried to live out in a cabin in the woods. And then I just had to hear these fucking birds tweeting all day. Tweet, tweet, tweet. Oh, it's beautiful. Yeah, well, it's not beautiful when you're trying to record a goddamn podcast. So I moved to the city, and now what do I got? Fucking trucks driving by, digging up dirt. I don't know what's going on out there. I don't look outside. That's going to give them a clear line of sight at me.
Who?
You know who. The goddamn people are coming after me. Obviously, when you speak the truth like I do, you make a lot of enemies. Hillary Clinton's probably got 7-8 guys out there with guns just pointed at my window waiting for me to look. That's why they're making all this goddamn noise. The only thing I have going for me is they probably do affirmative action, hired a bunch of unqualified people to be those snipers. So, maybe I'll take a peek in a little bit. Or at least maybe I'll step outside long enough to empty my urine jars. I guess that is it for today. That was me doing it live, and I will see you soon. Red Pill out.